Hello again, guys, and welcome to OTR's Vantage Point. I'm your host, Mark Kelly, and thank you for making us part of your day, no matter where you are. Now, are you a rest stop guy or gal, or are you a gas station pilot, flying pilot, whatever type guy? Me, I'm a pilot guy. Seems like it's always in good order. It's always open. Always get your snacks there. We decided to stop at a rest area. Not going to say what state it was, but it was a southern state. As soon as we got off the exit, there wasn't a whole lot of people there, and it didn't look like your typical rest area. A lot of times it's a traditional-looking building, or it's a very standard state-looking building, you know, with not much to it. So you either have something that looks like a old historic place, or you have the Plain Jane government building. Well, this didn't look like any of those. It looked like a cult spaceship-looking building waiting for the aliens to come type 70s sci-fi place. Had a lot of strange things in there. Had like a bunch of honeybees that were inside. It kind of looked like a museum, but really strange. Gave me an uncomfortable feeling. I was it a cult that was going to snatch us or something? It was crazy. But it definitely reminded me that I'm a gas station pilot guy. Shoney's guy. But I know it's been a while since I've been back on the Vantage Point. Thank you for sticking with me. Rick and I had some training events last week. Also, we had some travel, family matters, both of us. And then this week, Rick has some other stuff. But before we get started, let's do a little bit of house cleaning. Make sure you go to kellydefense.com, warhog.com. There is a one-stop shop at both sites. Has everything from our training calendars, sign up for our newsletters. Also, you can check out the In Honor of Duco project on warhog.com. You can definitely contribute directly or see what events they have coming up. On our calendars, we'd like to post in the newsletters as well what events we're going to be at. So maybe you can stop by and hang out with us. But whatever you do, go back, check out all the episodes of On the Range podcast, the wildly popular flagship of the OTR universe, as well as OTR Vantage Point and Warhog Words of Wisdom. At the very least, share and like these videos and audios. So I'm going to do a two-parter. Let's make it a three-parter. I think there's too much to get in to these short episodes of Vantage Point. Now, Rick and I have touched on this a lot on the Range podcast, as well as Warhog Words of Wisdom. And we hit it on our Patreon group, leadership. Now, it's always out there, right? Everybody has their two cents. A lot of them, great points, great leaders. Some of them, maybe not, but still have great points. You can always learn something from someone, right? But leadership to me, and this is just Mark Kelly from Kelly Defense and our past. The biggest thing for me when it comes to leadership is what you're trying to do is you're trying to establish a level of trust. And it's not just between individual relationships, it's without the organization. And there's several ways that you can do that. But if you don't have that trust, and I'm not talking about someone believing what you say. If you're in charge, I think most people are going to think, well, he's telling me the truth because he doesn't want this to fail. He's in charge. I'm talking about if they believe that you believe what you're saying. And that's a very big difference. It's a very big difference. And I think the biggest way to get that point across and to start building trust is to let your people know exactly what your purpose is. A lot of times, what do we call this, friends? A mission statement. Clear and definable. We know what we're doing, not necessarily tasks or certain missions. I'm talking about what is your overall mission statement, purpose. What are we doing? If you own our ice cream shop and your mission statement would probably sound like to provide the very best tasting ice cream that you can at an affordable price so that everyone can enjoy with a high level of customer service, something like that. That is very clear and definable. Now it's very broad because that's what your purpose is. That's what you're actually doing. If you're a car company, as a whole, you are there to make the best, most affordable, most accessible automobile that you can to your customers. So if people don't really know why we're there, even when you're kids, why? Remember when your kids were little and they asked you that 15 times a day or you're working on something? Why? We crave it. Why am I doing this? Need to let them know what your purpose is and explain to them why they should buy into it. Now, if they're there, they probably already have a good idea. Some people might need to have a little fine-tuning explaining, but everybody should know it. So that's number one, building trust, establishing trust. In order to lead and inspire your folks and to start building that trust is you have to be with them. You have to be there with them. Now, are you going to be doing your job all the time? No. But you got to be there. You have to be present. Now, let's move on. You always have to remain calm. No matter what happens, you cannot fly off the handle. You have to remain calm. You always have to have an answer. You have to let them know that there's always something else we can do. Even though whatever you just tried was a disaster, okay, good, we know not to do that. Let's try this. But be calm. If you're calm, they may be a little concerned, but they're going to be calm. They're certainly going to be more calm than they would be if you're flying off the handle and throwing up your hands and acting like you don't know what to do. You have to remain calm, and you have to reassure them that there's something else that we can do, no matter how dire the situation is. There's something we can do to make it better. You have to convince them that you're convinced of that. And lastly, this is for you, not for what you're trying to make your people think or believe. This is for you. You have to realize that no matter what, that you are responsible for what happens, and you're also responsible for what should have happened. And let them know that you understand that. It's your fault, no matter what goes wrong. It is your fault, even though you weren't the one who screwed it up. You are responsible. You are in charge. You are the leader. You can be a boss and blame and chastise somebody in front of everybody else, but that's not being a leader. You can take responsibility and then correct what happened and make sure that it doesn't happen again. You are in charge and responsible for everything that happens and everything that should have happened. Now, we talked about the first, there's four of them. We talked about the first one. You have to have a clear, defined mission statement. For Kelly Defense, Kelly Defense is a mobile firearms and tactical training company with the purpose of providing a strong, serious experience, safety-based, to make your customer more effective, efficient, and capable. That's it. That's what Kelly Defense's mission statement is. To provide a serious training experience to make its customers more effective, efficient, and capable. The next thing is, you have to take care of your folks. You have to give them all the support that they need and training. You have to provide them with everything that they need and set them up in a position that they will be successful. You have to set up this environment that everybody is going to hop on board. If they see someone doing something wrong, they're going to correct it and help them before you even have to do it. You want to create that environment to where everybody is on board. Everybody knows exactly why we're there, and everybody is going to help one another to be at the standard that you need everybody to be. And that's your responsibility to make sure that that happens. But if you create that environment, you're going to see that it will start to happen even when you're not there. You have to be doing something else or you're with another department. Your folks are going to step up and they're going to help each other to get up to the standard and jump on board. But it's all up to you. You're the leader. Tell me what you think about this take, guys. There's going to be another part to this. We have two more points besides the mission statement and supporting your folks. And we're going to go into it next episode. Let me know about leadership. Tell me what you think. Leave me a comment below. Make sure you subscribe, follow all of the On the Range podcast episodes, interact with those pages, and the Warhog Words of Wisdom, as well as the Vantage Points. And don't forget to go to kellydefense.com and visit warhog.com. And make sure you like, subscribe, and at the very least, share and like these audio and video shows. Go out there and be a good leader. Take care, guys.